times I'm never home. And it may seem like I don't really appreciate you when I'm gone.
My name is Jim Santel. I am your host for this, the last segment of our broadcast this afternoon. I want to thank once again not only my terrific producer, Cardi, in the broadcast station of Civic Media, but also Maggie Dawn herself will be coming back after the new year to continue to have these wonderful conversations about life and livelihood in our state, in our nation, and in our world. Maggie, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. A brief program note, and that is Maggie's also invited me back. Yes, that's right. On the first day of the new year, January 1, it's a Wednesday, going to be back here once again, sitting in her chair, talking about major things we can anticipate in the new year. And another programming note that relates to the program that I do here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. That is a thing called Amicus, a law review. We come to you every weekend on Saturday morning. It's live. It's repeated on Sunday afternoon. A couple of hours, likewise, talking about issues related to government and law, the aspiration for justice in America. We're going to be doing a live show this Saturday, repeated on Sunday, talking about many of the issues that we'll bring to conclusion in this past year, 2024, in the area of rule of law. And then the following Saturday, the 4th of January, talking about what we can anticipate in the coming year, not only with the Trump administration, but in rule of law issues generally. All of that coming up on Civic Media. In that connection, law enforcement, we are reminded, of course, of something terrible that happened in Germany just this past Friday. You know well, because you've seen this in the news. On Friday, more than 200 people were wounded, 41 of them seriously, in an attack that shattered the peace of Germany's Christmas season, celebrated as hundreds of outdoor markets around the country. Officials there in Germany still trying to figure out this complicated profile of a man in custody who killed five people in that attack, driving his SUV into a crowded Christmas market on Friday of last week. It has stunned the country and has regrettably animated not only the interests of law enforcement, of all people, trying to figure out exactly what the motivation was. The suspect, identified under German law just as Taleb A, under the privacy laws of Germany, he's a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who'd been living in Germany for nearly two decades. They say they're still trying to determine motives. The Solace Clinic in Bernburg, which is a town about a half an hour drive from Magdeburg, which is where this happened, said that the man was a psychiatrist in their closed ward, often treating offenders who suffer from drug addiction. And again, in the assault itself, horrific in the midst of this Christmas holiday season, not only these injuries, but also the deaths of a nine-year-old boy, of four women aged 45 to 75, that according to police coming out of that horrific event. Authorities not yet able to establish a motive for that, but plainly will continue to do that as the Christmas season continues in Germany and in other places around our nation, which leads us to our last story, our last set of commentary observations. And that is, as I said at the start of our first hour, we have this wonderful confluence this coming Wednesday of the Christmas holiday, the observation by Christians in Germany and England and the United States of the birth of Jesus Christ, also with the important holiday of Hanukkah. It's the eight-day festival of lights that commemorates the ancient story of how the Maccabees restored the Jewish temple. And we leave the program today because of the importance of the confluence of this and the notion that people of all faiths can indeed not only live together in peace, but also can celebrate the wonderful things of humanity, regardless of who they are, regardless of their immutable characteristics, regardless of their faith beliefs, in harmony. Latkes are fried potato cakes, originated in Eastern Europe, a tradition that's also around the nation. The dreidel game, played with a four-sided spinning top, that's a German tradition, Jewish American families, again, many of them, flock to Chinese restaurants now as a part of their observation of Christmas season, because that was all that was open often on Christmas Day. This year, of course, Hanukkah and Christmas celebrated together. And of course, Hanukkah is on the same day of the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, every single year. It's the 25th day of the month of Kislev. And it usually falls between late November and late December on the Gregorian calendar. This year, it starts once again at sundown on Christmas Day, and it runs through January 2nd. Celebrating both holidays is nothing new. There's an awful lot of commentary out there about how families of Jewish faith and Christian faith are going to be observing this together. All of that coming up. The TV show The OC, some of you remember it, helped popularize this notion when a character named Seth Cohen, who was played by Adam Brody, who's the actor, celebrated Chrismukkah, right? C-H-R-I-S-M-U-K-K-H, in an episode of 2003. An awful lot of accounts there. In Britain, just like the United States, Hanukkah playing an important role for Jewish and mixed families, Christian and Jewish alike. Almost a quarter of British Jews now light both Hanukkah candles and also have a Christmas tree, according to an awful lot of research and reporting coming out of Great Britain these days. Many of the commentators saying it's a common experience to have a little bit of both. Accounts coming out of our own nation, including accounts from the Felber family in New York, who talk about the importance of bringing both traditions together. Well, the mother there saying, "Previously, I thought Hanukkah couldn't hold a candle to Christmas," she said. "Now I see in the fullness of time, it's not a competition. It's both. It's making room in your heart for all good things." This coming Wednesday, the celebration of Hanukkah and Christmas, and of course, a time of light and livelihood and education and meaning for people of all faiths, including the five great faiths in our national and our international history. We regard all of them as people of our common community. And on behalf of Maggie, and behalf of Cardi and all of us here at Civic Media, we wish you a wonderful Hanukkah, a wonderful Christmas, and a terrific holiday season. Take care, everybody. Put on your yarmulke. It's time.